Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, we've been studying the subject of sowing and reaping, a spiritual law that is in operation every single day of our lives. We know from Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and on that the Lord says, whatever a man sows, that he will reap. Everything in our life is a process of sowing and reaping. Jesus said in the Gospel of Mark chapter 4, in verse 26 and on, the kingdom of God is like a man who scatters seed upon the ground and then continues sleeping and rising day and night while the seed sprouts and grows, he knows not how. The earth produces first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe and permits, he sends forth the reapers because the harvest stands ready. Everything in the kingdom of God operates on this principle of sowing and reaping. We sow the word of God in our lives and we can be guaranteed a harvest. When we sow prayer, we know that it's God's will that we receive answers to our prayers. And we sow in prayer and we can reap in joy when that answer comes. We've talked about other types of seed over the past week and a half. The fact that every thought that you think, every word that you say, and every action is a seed in your life that will bring forth a harvest. So it's very important in our lives that we intentionally sow good seed and that we guard against sowing bad seed in our lives. Today I want to talk about the issue of cultivating your harvest. The word cultivate means to prepare and work the ground in order to grow crops. The ground of your life is your heart. Everything you reap in life started in the ground of your heart. Cultivation involves preparing the soil and removing anything that would hinder the growth of the crops. When a farmer is cultivating a field, he removes stones that would prevent seeds from being able to take root, as well as weeds or thorns that would choke out plants as they come up. As you know, if you've ever done any gardening, weed removal is a continuous process, not just a one-time event. Suppose, for example, you decide that you are going to intentionally begin to plant or sow the Word of God in your heart with regards to healing. Before you can do that, you must first remove any stones of unbelief before you begin planting the Word. We know from the parable of the sower and the seed that the seed that was thrown on the rocky ground sprouted up, but then it died because it had no moisture. It had no depth of root because of the stones beneath that seed. So we want to remove any stones in our lives that would prevent our heart from being able to take hold of the seed of the Word of God and bring forth a harvest according to that Word. If you have a stone of unbelief in your heart, it would be something like this. Say you have in the past tried to pray about some things, perhaps memorized a little bit of scripture, hoping that it would bring in your life the things that you have read in the Word, the promises of God that you've read about, and you want them in your life, but you didn't see much in the way of results. Then it will be easy for you to have a stony area in your heart about that, an area of unbelief, an area of your heart that says, well, that didn't work, or I tried that, but I didn't get any results, must only work for some people. Unbelief is something that opposes your ability to trust in the Word of God. Unbelief is a sin because the Lord said, only believe. And God wants you to be a believing believer. So if you know that you have areas of doubt and unbelief in your heart, before you begin to plant the Word of God by meditating on it, reading it, saying it, speaking it, writing it down, confessing it over your life for your marriage or your health or your finances or your children or your career, start first of all by saying, Father God, I confess unbelief and doubt as sin before you. I renounce my agreement with the spirit of unbelief and the spirit of doubt. And I ask you to remove the residue of it from my heart right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you for making my heart ready to receive your word. And then from that point on, begin to plant the word of God with regard to healing or finances or protection or whatever it is that you need in your life. Take a hold of those promises of God and begin to read them and say them and write them and proclaim them and confess them daily that this belongs to you, and you will be planting the seed of the word of God in good ground. But then you must be on guard against weeds or thorns that will try to spring up and choke out the word that you've planted. In Matthew 13:22, the parable of the sower and the seed, Jesus explained that the thorns that grew up and choked out the word were the cares of this world. If you engage in worry and anxiety, say over your health or any aspect of your life that you're believing the word of God for, it will choke out the word and prevent it from producing fruit, even if you have planted good seed in your heart. Jesus said in Matthew 6:25, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. As soon as you see a weed of fear or worry or unbelief begin to spring up, make sure that you engage in swift weed removal. Don't meditate on anything that would choke out your faith in the word that you have planted. We've taught this principle to our son, who's now a college student, but as a young child. And we told him that the word of God is very clear. We can stand on God's word, believe that it's true, pray the word of God, and then believe that we can receive what we've asked for when we prayed according to 1 John 5:14, and according to Mark 11:23-24, where Jesus said, when you pray, believe that you receive what you ask for when you pray. So, in teaching him this principle, we were often challenged by it, as many people are, when you're faced with a circumstance that looks like the word of God seed and the prayer seed that you've planted is not germinating or bringing a harvest. A particular incident comes to mind of years ago when our son was about 9 years old. We had two beautiful dogs, white Samoyeds, snow dogs that we enjoyed, and my husband took our son and his neighbor friend up to the mountains about an hour from our home to the snow, and it was around Christmas time. The two dogs and the two boys and my husband played in the snow for some time, and suddenly one of the dogs saw a rabbit and took off down the snowmobile trail after it. The two dogs disappeared into the woods. It was snowing. The ground was covered with snow. The dogs were pure white. My husband and the two boys could not find those dogs. No matter how long they stayed and looked and took their cross-country skis down the trails, they never found those dogs. And they sadly and with tears got in the car as dark was falling and returned home without the two dogs. Several days went by. They went back up to the mountains, searched high and low, checked with the sheriff's department, the Humane Society, and the dogs had not been seen or heard from. Our son, who loved his dogs, was very, very concerned about them. But we prayed together and we stood on God's word. My husband found an amazing scripture in Isaiah that said that God sees all of his creatures and none of them are missing. And we began to confess, God sees those dogs. They're not missing to him. He knows where they are. He's going to return them safely to us. We prayed in faith night after night, thanking God for the return of the animals. 5 days had gone by, and our son had been hearing from his friend on the phone every day, "Are your dogs back?" And my son wisely guarded his mouth and would say, "Not yet, but they will be back." Day after day, he was careful to guard his faith about those dogs' return. On the sixth morning, after the dogs had been up on that mountain 5 nights and 5 days, we got a phone call. That phone call was from a ski resort, and the employees at that ski resort had been having a barbecue, and our 2 dogs had shown up. They had taken the dogs in, and they were safely returned to us. The most striking thing to me about that experience was my son's faith was so encouraged, but he had carefully guarded his own heart, never allowing the fear that they would not come back, the anxiety or worry that maybe they were lost or dead on that mountaintop after 5 days and 5 nights of heavy snowing. And I never forgot his faith in that situation and how careful he was to guard himself against allowing unbelief to even come out of his mouth. And it taught him a lesson he has not forgotten, as well as teaching my husband and I. When you are standing in faith, planting the word of God, planting the seed of prayer, you must guard diligently and vigilantly your own heart from allowing any weed of fear or worry or unbelief to spring up and start choking out the word or the prayers that you have planted in faith. God wants you to have a good harvest from all of your sowing. Join me tomorrow as we conclude our study in this series on sowing and reaping. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious day.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.